Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Football Friday rolls on, but I will give you another reason to hate Ken Rosenthal. As a Guardians fan in about 20 minutes here, we got the lead coming up. Daryl Ryder, it's 6. Plenty to get to on the show. We just saw, so Mac isn't working on the show today. Mac, due to his Browns duties, will get a couple days off throughout the week, and today is one of his days off. But he was in today to pick up something, and it was very nice to see him. He's got a suit on for a very good reason that we don't have to talk about on air, because I definitely made an ass out of myself off air and why he's wearing a suit.
I think we all figured out why he's wearing a suit, though.
Yeah, it's a funeral. Thank you, Nick. Thank you for making that joke. However, at the end, I was like, all right, buddy. Have a good weekend or whatever.
It was
said.
Suit or court, I think, was going through my head. And I'm like, I don't know what Mac would have done for court. So I think we're okay.
That's a good point. That, maybe like a ICP shirt. I don't even know if Mac likes ICP. However, then he went, hey, Nick, good to see you. I was like, we see each other every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I think that's the wrong way to end a conversation with somebody who you weren't expecting to see me. That's fair.
Yeah.
But then to be like, good to see you. It's like, wasn't expecting to, but it's always good to see you, friend.
He meant it, though.
That's true.
He did mean it. It was nice to be seen.
Did you hear the thing he said after?
No, I didn't.
And it was like, and also you, JP.
Oh, did he? Oh, that's nice.
He threw it down the hall, but I think because I was laughing.
I didn't even see him. I didn't even see him in his suit or anything.
Again, not factually correct, but nice to hear nonetheless. Right?
Definitely not factually correct. He didn't actually see me.
No, but he heard
I didn't
you.
See him at all.
But he heard you.
I don't even think I spoke in the time that he was here.
And it would be weird to say, nice to hear you.
That made the exchange like 12 times more awkward now.
Now, this was a fun exchange from Myles Garrett's press conference. And I actually really love this question by Mary Kay Cabot on Myles, who threw 2 games, has 3.5 sacks. I don't remember the TFLs or the pressures, but 3.5 sacks, more than double what Micah Parsons has. And so this brought up this question from Mary Kay Cabot.
3 years. I know this is a small sample size, only a couple games, but it seems like you're kind of going to another level. Is this as well as you've ever played?
Sample size too small, but I will say, probably by the end of the season, I will say that right now, there's a couple stretches I can remember that were better than this.
Okay. Mary Kay doesn't have laryngitis. That was Tom Withers. I'd like to apologize to Mary Kay and to Tom Withers there. It was an excellent question nonetheless, and I actually really dug this answer for Myles.
Why is that?
Because one, I think he's been tremendous the first 2 weeks, and he's been tremendous in the run game. We haven't had that like, oh, you know what, over pursuit moment, which sometimes happens on the ground game, and he has had truly dominating moments. So much, though, that it's week 2 when he's on the sideline getting oxygen because he's playing so hard. I think lost in the fact that the Browns are really bad is Myles Garrett's been really, really good. But I think Myles also is correct to say, let's not get there too early.
He's been really, really good. But what's important out of this stretch, though, is that he's been really good in really timely moments and like impactful parts of games. I remember Actually, I remember when the Browns opened up the season against the Panthers a few years ago, the Baker Mayfield game, and he had a meaningless third quarter sack in a series that didn't really make the biggest of differences or anything like that. I think Baker then turned around and had a completion and it moved the chains. And I remember, like, out of that whole entire game and then in the ensuing weeks was just how Miles was just, you know, stacking up all of these sacks that just didn't really seem to matter. And the difference between that Miles and now this Miles is that every sack feels like it's coming not only at the crucial parts of games, but they're coming in big time moments. And that's not something that he can plan, but it is happening that way. And I think that's really nice.
Miles is always going to face double and triple teams and chips and everything. And they're going to, you know, try and roll away from him at every chance they get. Teams are game planning and have game planned for Miles for a significant amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the benefit of Malik Collins being here and the benefit of Isaiah McGuire step forward in the depth on that defensive line, and if Mason Graham can be half as good at pass rush as he is against the run, I think this defensive line is set up where Miles is going to get a lot more opportunities this year to just be the best player on the football field. You know, I think sometimes we conflate, well, he's had Jadavian, he's had Olivier Vernon, he's had this guy, he's had that guy.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, the thing that he hasn't had is like fully competent defensive line play all around him. And so I think it has been, I think what's lost in the TJ Watt conversation or any of the other players where people go, well, but he had more sacks, has lost, I think it's been easier to double and triple team Miles while also chipping him because you haven't had the consistent fear of the rest of the guys they play with. I think this is as deep as the defensive line has been, even if they don't have maybe one player that's at where Jadavian was at his best or Olivier Vernon was at his best. And so three and a half sacks, I think that is part and parcel with where the rest of the defense is. So I think you combine that with the fact that Miles knows to help his legacy, you got to get to you have to have that 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 sack season. I think this could be it, which is mildly, I would say, ironically funny, considering it might happen on a 4-13 team.
Well, so some of the early returns you talk about obviously are really positive. Malik Collins he's been very, very impressive to a point that although we know he's a seasoned veteran and we knew what he was capable of, he's been really outstanding. Isaiah McGuire has not only won the job, he's won it in spades. He's been spectacular. But the only hang up I would have is I think what Miles was alluding to. This is not something that is just solely Myles Garrett. We see this with T.J. Watt. Hell, we saw it with Micah Parsons. If I have 12 different Cowboys fans tell me at certain points that Micah Parsons just disappears in November on. But it's the same story with Miles, too. Miles, in many ways, is not nearly the player in September that he is in November. And I mean that in the idea that he's always great in September. He's always great in the early parts of the season. And it does. It gets tougher as the season moves on. And so I think that's what Miles was getting to in that. Just a recognition of how much harder it is to pass rush and get to the quarterback later on in the season.
I'm going to ask you an impossible question. And I don't think there's a wrong answer. But
I do like ones where there's no wrong answer, but we can try to get you a wrong answer.
Well, but there might be a wrong answer to certain Browns fans.
Okay.
I asked Sam Bruckhaus, next 3 years, are you taking Miles or are you taking Micah?
Yeah, I'm still taking Miles.
I am too, and I was kind of surprised by Sam's answer that, well, if it's for the next 3 years.
I don't even think he wanted to answer it that way. I think once you did it, it's 3 years. I think in his head, he was already doing the 5 year, mm-hmm. and he's like, well, Miles is going to fall off at some point. But I don't know anybody that has been around Miles or has seen Miles that could ever make the suggestion it's happened within the next 3 years.
I think as impressive as what Micah does, and guys, I think Micah is probably the most underrated elite pass rusher in the game because I think TJ gets talked about a lot more. I think Miles gets talked about a lot more. Hendrickson, Crosby. There's a couple other guys that I'm just not thinking of right now in this moment. The fact that Micah Parsons doesn't have a Defensive Player of the Year award is an omission. And now it's a sign that he lives in an era of truly elite-level pass rushers. I would say the difference is Micah is an incredibly explosive player. I think Miles is an all-around great player.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's so rare that we see 290-pound guys, 300-pound guys that move the way that Miles Garrett moves. Meaning, if you are a power pass rusher, he can beat you at your power. Like the best thing you do
off of it is insane.
Yeah, well, but he can, if you want to fight power with Miles, he can beat you even if you're Trent Williams. You might beat him a couple times, but he can beat you there too. But he also, if you're a speed guy, he can beat you with speed. And oh, by the way, he can beat a speed guy with power and then the inverse as well. Like that, and doing that at 290, 295 pounds, we have had quite a few, many great edge rushers since Reggie White retired and unfortunately passed away. Miles, Julius Peppers, maybe J.J. Watt, because J.J. was another just gigantic, hulking defensive end. There's like three guys that truly remind me of Reggie White. And I think the guy that perfectly exemplifies that on the field that I see the most is Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just so much more rare.
On the field, you can't say anything bad about him. And I don't know anybody that's ever going to be able to say anything bad about him on the field. If anything, what he's almost done is highlight the idea that although pass rushers are extremely valuable, how many times have we seen him do what he did last year? We had three sacks in the matter of four plays in the Chargers game, and then Herbert still had a touchdown on that drive. Like, if anything, for me, it's highlighted the idea that even if you have an elite pass rusher, you can still have, at times, a defense that struggles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I hate this question.
It's true.
But is DPOY actually on the table like Greg Rosenthal said it is?
Yeah, it's just tough because he's not going to win many games.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to how do you win Defensive Player of the Year when you win three or four games or five games potentially.
So everything I've said
seems impossible.
Why I prefer? I think I don't want to say prefer. I just think Miles and this size, the power, the speed, the technique, all of it. It's so rare that it is more impressive. We've got plenty of 250 pound explosive edge rushers who can play with their hand in their dirt or drop back into coverage. And I don't think Micah, by the way, is a 360 degree perfect player the way, and I think Miles has a lot of, there's not a lot of imperfections in his game. The thing that struggles with me is the narrative part. Well, the narrative part really takes a hit at 4-13 or 5-12 or whatever it could be this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mike has got the narrative. You were traded with your new team while injured, and you put up great stats. And you clearly are the epicenter of a lot of what they're doing, and you're getting a lot of coverage for it. And then, like to what you said, this is the kind of year where Miles could have 16 sacks in November. And if he's dinged up and you've got two wins, this could be the year that I say, he's 30 years old. Let's not push it. Maybe he's banged up. We're going to shut it down now. It wouldn't surprise me if this is one of those years where if the wrong injury happens that you make a business decision with Miles given his age, which you really wouldn't do that with Micah.
Yeah, no, he's going to have to do something historic is the difference here. He's going to have to do something that is, I'm talking in the area of 20 plus sacks. He's going to have to be in that category in order to get the attention that is basically needed to win DPOY on a 3-4-5 win team.
And I kind of think Micah just needs an average season.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think he needs to be anything, because like it's weird. He's going to get such a boost just by his presence. nonsense. Yeah. And people pointing to the idea that, well, that trade is what put him over the top, assuming that they still win at the rate that they're winning, or at least something close, obviously. But like, he's going to get a lot of credit for that. As he should.
And the Packers,
Packers should get rewarded for that.
They could be a 12, 13, 14 win team this year as well with the way they're constructed if they can just stop getting banged up at the skill playing position. And I think there's one other thing. You were right about he's going to be the epicenter and given so much credit for the Packers' success. We're also, like, he's where Miles was 2 years ago, where there's a fair amount of people like, guys, what are we doing? How has this guy not been a Defensive Player of the Year award yet? Or not a winner yet? I think you're going to get a push from that, too. I think people are going to be like, this dude has consistently put up insane numbers. If you're not going to give it to him this year, he might never win it because he put up 15 sacks or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, but I'm not. So the difference there for me, at least right now, is that I'm not at the point now where if Micah Parsons played out the rest of his career, let's say he had an injury and completely fell off after the season, I'm not looking at it as some massive, grave disrespect to the sport that he never won one. Where I was at a point with Miles where he hadn't won one yet, and I did feel that way. Like Micah's been really, really good, but the volume of work isn't at the same spot as it is where Miles was when Miles was able to rip it off. You need 3-4 more years
of
Micah.
Was Miles year 7?
I think it was 8, right? Year 8.
I mean, this is year 5 for Micah.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
We're two, three years away
from being like, all right, and he's got to continue to obviously do what he's been doing. But if we're in year 5 now, and that tracks to what my brain was telling me in the moment, where it's like we're not at the spot where I think like that's a crime that he's never won this award yet. We're getting close. We're knocking on the doorstep, but we're 2-3 years away from that.
At 12 sacks or more every year. I mean, his rookie year, he had 84 tackles. The guy's a constant QB hit machine, TFLs across the board. Although last year was down a little bit. I think we're there.
He's close, but it's
like,
not. If you're four years of being basically automatic and awesome. I mean, OBJ had 3 awesome years of being a wide receiver, and then we just kind of say, okay, for me, it needs to be what Miles did, year 8, where you're like, whoa. He doesn't have one yet. Now we need to right this wrong. If Micah never got one, as of right now, I'm fine. Wake me up in 2 or 3 years.
There's a whole host of guys who don't have one yet. Max Crosby's one. Trey Hendrickson is one. If either of those guys wins before Micah Parsons, specifically this, it'll be a travesty. It'll be embarrassing.
So like even Hendrickson, for instance, is a great example of this because he was good in New Orleans, but he wasn't what he was in Cincinnati. And it's like, well, he's got 4 solid years. I don't even think he's been anywhere close, all things considered, to what Micah's been able to do. Even though if you look at the sack numbers, you can make the same argument you're just trying to make. 4 plus years of 14 sacks. Like, he's done it, but there's a difference here. And with Micah, you're 2 or 3 years away from me before I say it's a crime. We're not there yet.
216-474-0092. How important is it that Miles Garrett outplays Micah Parsons on Sunday? And I'm going to give you a reason, as a Guardians fan, to hate Ken Rosenthal in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.